Once in a while, I feel the burden, and I feel this burden often. I don't want to preach it that often, but yet I feel the need that we need to be reminded of what Sunday school means for the church. The purpose of Sunday school, the purpose of our learning God's word. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Now you have John chapter 3, 16. You know what that says. But Colossians 3, 16 says this: let the message or the word of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And I would like to say this is, in a very abbreviated sense, a summary of what Sunday school is all about. The message of Christ, the Word of God dwelling among us richly, that we teach and admonish one another, sometimes challenge one another. Not, it doesn't say argue, okay? Don't mix this up with admonishing doesn't mean argue, okay? But to admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Where else can you learn that except in Sunday school or in the church service? I love Sunday school and I appreciate all the teachers and leaders and helpers that always work behind the scenes tirelessly and sacrificially to teach the children God's word. However, Sunday school is facing serious problems, while at the same time, there is great potential in this century and this generation for Sunday school. It faces challenges because, you know what? The devil doesn't like Sunday school. The devil doesn't like prayer meetings. He doesn't like preaching. He doesn't like when we witness. But I strongly believe that the Word of God should be taught at all age levels. It should be taught in the right spirit, with the right attitude. And the Bible talks about receiving the word with meekness. In German, Sanftmut. It's a word, meekness is a word where we are receptive to what God has to say to us. We come to Sunday school and to church services for the lessons, for the preaching of God's word with hearts of meekness, meaning that our hearts are soft and ready and receptive to receive the word of God so that it can grow in our hearts. This is not a word invented by human efforts and human wisdom. This is the Word of God. And we need to remember that when we teach our Sunday school classes, when we go to Sunday school, and I hope that more of you will go to Sunday school this year because we do have an adult Sunday school class. And if the adult class gets too big, we will get another one. So don't worry about it getting too full. Don't worry about that. We will have more than one. But I encourage all of us and challenge all of us today to be in Sunday school. Of course, those who prefer the German service, you like the German service. And boy, I mean, you can, you don't get a lesson. You get a full sermon on the German service. So you're going to be okay. But the thing is, Sunday school, we want to emphasize it. The problems with Sunday school is that many denominations are struggling with attendance of Sunday school. We have a And let's be honest today. We have a very shallow or lukewarm attitude towards Sunday school. Let's be honest with us. We do. And that should change. We need to start asking ourselves, are we really capable? Are we really ready? Is what we receive enough for us to really be what God wants us to be out there in the world? That we are witnesses, that we know Scripture, that we know what the Bible teaches, that we can actually relate to people in terms of bringing them God's Word, that when we witness to them, that we can memorize Scripture. Are we really, really equipped for it, or is there something lacking? And if there's something lacking, I suggest that we start attending Sunday school. Because a lot of churches and denominations think that the contemporary church service replaces everything. That's wrong. And I have been in meetings where it was preached and said that the only thing that matters is worship. And by worship, they meant the worship singing, the modern day worship singing. I'm not preaching against it, but that's not the only thing that matters. What matters is here. Let the Word of God dwell richly among you. That's what matters. And then our worship will also be a lot more powerful, a lot more, should I say, experiential. When we let the Word of God sink in, when we are so familiar with the true Word of God, some Sunday school teachers and leaders are often ready to give up, and there's a lot of turnover with Sunday school staff and teachers. A lot of turnover. Why? We get burned out. Why do we get burned out? Something isn't right when we get burned out. Something isn't right when we get burned out sharing God's Word. Isn't that contradictory? We share God's Word and we get burned out? That's not true, because God's Word gives us energy, gives us hope and enthusiasm and joy and peace and love. That's what God's Word produces. But why do we get burned out? Because we have somehow the wrong attitude of doing things, because we do this, the duties. We see everything as work and duty, not as an enthusiasm. Now, I didn't plan to say this. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I think God wants us to wake up and say we need to really focus on God's Word. There's problems within the Sunday school, and that is the question, why do so many parents and children, why do so few families see the need to bring their children to Sunday school? Now, some churches used to have Sunday school buses, and they would bus children in and just pick them up, and the parents could stay home and have a nice quiet time from the children, and the church would just take over the children. I don't think that works very good, because we really need the whole family be involved. And I would like to encourage you, make a commitment before God that your family will be in Sunday school. Because that's where the Word of God is being taught. There's four questions that we need to answer. What is a Sunday school? Why Sunday school? You will say, well, we don't find the term Sunday school in the Bible. We find that we need to be really saturated in the Word of God. And what better time to do it than that? Sunday school is supposed to be the reaching arm of the church, where we win the hearts, the young hearts, to Christ at a young age, where not only get used to the biblical terms, but also the teaching arm of the church, where the Word of God is being taught and explained. It's a soul-winning arm, where the children and young people can come to the Lord and say, yes, I really see the need. I need Jesus. I need to confess my sins. And that opportunity needs to be given in Sunday school as well. And Deuteronomy chapter 31, the Bible tells us, and this was to Israel, it said, gather the people together. And then it names. Moses could have said this, gather all people together, okay? No, he says, gather men, women, children, and your stranger, which is within your gates, that they may hear, that they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law. You know, a 20-minute or 25-minute, you know, I tend to go over time. You know, I'm considered an old-fashioned preacher because I preach longer than 30 minutes. That's old-fashioned, right? Because that's just way too long, you know, to endure preaching, to endure the teaching. But then we don't come to Sunday school, and then we wonder, how come I learn so little? Why don't I grow more? We need to really let the Word of God sink in. This is why I appreciate the youth so much. You know, when once in a while I get to do a lesson at the youth. Victor hasn't asked me lately. I don't know. I must have done something wrong lately. But, you know, I have a lesson for less than an hour. And they look at me and says, that's all? And I like it because they want more. And I discovered that some of you have had lessons, what, 1.5 hours long? That's really, really great. I mean, the youth has lessons of 1.5 hours long. They want to be in the Word of God, and I think they are a challenge to us. We really need to learn from that. You know, we get very antsy and very restless when the sermon is just a little bit too long, and we want, oh, we need to go, we need to go. Why are we so in haste when it comes with the Word of God? Why not just allow God to teach us and to explain things to us? Because the Word of God is always accompanied with the Spirit of God. He wants to teach us how to live godly lives, how to honor God, and how to be to His glory and honor. He doesn't want us to waste time by not being in His Word. So anyway, how shall the teachers, the Sunday school teachers, lead Sunday school? And I encourage you today, start by praying for the Sunday school teachers. Because sometimes it's discouraging. Sometimes there's a lot of distractions. You really want to bring a lesson across, and there's so many interruptions. Because we get all kinds of different kids. And some kids are challenged themselves, and they challenge others. And so we need to pray for them, because they want to lead by examples. They want to feed the lambs by telling them Bible instructions and stories and how those stories apply to our lives, like we heard this morning in a short version. Now, in the book of Acts, there's a scripture that the Apostle Paul said to the church in chapter 20, verse 28 through 31. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, the Sunday school flock, we could say, over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to feed the church of God, the flock, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, says Paul, shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Therefore, watch. We are called to watch over the Word of God, to watch carefully that our children are instructed in the Word of God, that they get familiar with the Word of God, starting with the Old Testament Bible stories. And I can assure you that what you learn as a child, it stays with you, kind of. I remember stories and pictures that we saw in Bible books, Bible story books, that I will never forget. There's stories of the Old Testament. There's stories of Jesus' crucifixion. Oh, my goodness. That was just so vivid in my eyes and in my memory. And so my question is, if we don't want Sunday school, should we give up on it? Should we just kind of say, other churches don't really emphasize it. Why should we emphasize Sunday school? It's about teaching the Word of God. I read that statistics show the average person only attends a small group, like a church cell group, 22 months. That's less than 2 years. Sunday school is for a lifetime. It's always there. We have it open in the summer. Around the year, we have Sunday school, and I want to encourage that this morning. What shall we expect of the results of Sunday school? Well, it's a lot of it is how much we put in. If we value something, if we value Sunday school, if we value our time teaching Sunday school, if we value our time receiving the lesson and participate. Now, I don't suggest that the adult class should go too long, because I know you guys sometimes want to discuss some issues and you had some questions and discussions. And I know that sometimes you have to break it off to come to the service. But, something can be left till next time. And it's always a type of homework that goes with it. And you think about it during the week. Our lesson, and why did the teacher ask this question? And why did this person say that? And you start to research on the subject. And you find out more and more even during the week, because the Sunday school lesson kind of started this desire to know more. And you get some answers. We don't have all the answers all the time. So sometimes it requires that we dig deeper into God's Word. And that's the whole purpose of Sunday school. Another purpose is that we become literate in the Bible. What do I mean by literate? That we know what the Bible teaches. We know where to find the book of Hebrews, for example. We know where to find the book of 1 Samuel. Now, if somebody is totally illiterate, and you would say, well, can you you give them a Bible, and can you find the book of Job? And they would say, well, where is it? In the front or in the back? Well, it's somewhere in the middle. And they would not know where to look for it. So we need to become Bible literate. That's very, very important. And I think this is where we as parents need to really be able to help teach our children that they know where things are written in the Bible. And then scripture memorization. So many of us, we have gotten out of that habit. Why should we memorize scripture? Why should I memorize scripture? Why should you memorize Bible verses? Well, that's for the kids. The kids, they say their Bible verses sometimes really, but do they nowadays? We used to memorize a lot more than we do now. I don't know why. But I remember way back as a young believer, I memorized whole poems and Bible scriptures, not just one verse, but paragraphs of scripture. It is good to memorize scripture. Why? Because when you're tempted and you don't have a Bible in front of you, you can quote scripture and resist the devil with scripture like Jesus did. And then when someone asks you about something in the Bible and you are in a conversation with a co-worker or a co-student or somebody, and I read this the other day, I remember, and you can quote it. in your conversation. Anyway, our ability to influence culture and society should not evaporate. There's a book that I have. It's titled Taking Back the Good Book. Imagine this. I have a book that says Taking Back the Good Book, meaning that we take back the Bible, by Woodrow Kroll, the writer. He's also a pastor. He said this, "We cannot compete with the influences our young people are exposed to. Movies like Underworld, Sixth Sense, and many others, or exorcisms, or or television programs like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, or Ghost Whisperer, and then the character of Harry Potter and all that stuff. Some people are way more literate in what Harry Potter is than the Bible. Now, that's a problem. As believers, I don't care about Harry Potter. Why? I don't need it. I need the Bible. I need God's Word. I want to hear from God, not from Harry Potter. Now, don't get me wrong that some entertainment is not bad and it's not condemnable, but I want to go on what Woodrow Kroll says. Then there's video games. There's all this stuff. Our children to buy into a spirituality that's clearly not biblical. And the more our children are exposed to this kind of entertainment, and believe me, the occult has really taken over a lot of entertainment nowadays, including video games and all that stuff. It's very dangerous. And the kids spend hours and hours and hours on that. And they spend a little bit of time in Sunday school. Well, that's too much. That's too much. And the Sunday school teacher shouldn't do that long of a lesson. And the preacher shouldn't preach that long, you know, because we have our entertainment. See, that's a totally wrong attitude. Let the word of God sink in. Let it dwell among you so that it bears fruit for eternity, that we live godly lives. It says that 73% American teenagers have engaged in at least one type of psychic of witchcraft-related activity. Teenagers, 73%. That is terrible. And then we ask why we should have Sunday school. Then we ask why we should encourage people to come to Sunday school. Oh boy, we have a challenge. We have our work cut out for us. If we give up on Sunday school, our churches will follow the example of the church in England and Europe to the big part. But there are revivals taking place now in many places, and I thank God for that too. So what should we do? A few things what we should focus on. What is the action plan, the purpose for Sunday school? Number one, to help children develop a regular habit of Bible study and Bible reading. If your children can't read the King James Version, well, there are children's Bibles. There are good translations that are true to the old one that are simpler to read. So a Christian child or adult is prepared to live for Christ when they know to go directly to the source for direction and instruction, that we know how to get our information from the Bible to apply to our lives. Number two, that we teach families and individuals how to pray. Where else can you learn how to pray than in church and in a Christian family? Children and adults need to learn how to go to the Lord with their cares and their burdens and disappointments when their hearts are broken. That every need can be presented to the Lord, and that's a time of prayer in Sunday school, so important. That when little Johnny or whoever it is has something and you the teacher asks, Johnny, how can we pray for you? Well, my mother is sick or my sister is sick or whatever. And they pray for it. And Johnny learns to pray for other people's needs. And they get to know how to do this. Where else are you going to learn it? In school? Or in the world, are they going to teach it? Are they going to teach it in the entertainment industry? I don't think so. So give instructions on the importance of obedience. Here is one area that our generation needs so badly. That we have a submissive spirit to what God has to say to us. I cannot do this sin because the Bible says no. And I cannot give in to peer pressure because the Bible says no. And that's why I don't do it. We learn to submit ourselves to God and to be obedient by having God's word taught to us and receiving it. And then two more. We need to teach children and young people to stand alone. As a Christian, as believers in this world, we are called upon to stand alone. When others are doing it, doesn't mean it's right. When the majority is doing it, it doesn't mean it's good. When God's word says it's wrong, we don't do it. When God's word says do this, then we do it. Even if we stand alone, it's okay because God is with us. Children need to be prepared for peer pressure and the world's demands that try to conform them to the world. Because the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That is what the Bible teaches us. The last one. We want to teach them to live by biblical convictions. Not by circumstances, not by feelings and emotions. Someone says a Christian is to make basic decisions of commitment to Christ that will control all of their future actions. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. That's what we learn in Sunday school. That's what we learn in church. That's what we learn in the Bible. We don't learn it anywhere else. And I tell you today, it is worth it. It is worth it. And I challenge us today to really pray for our Sunday school ministry. This is the new year of Sunday school that has started. The curriculum is in, but be in prayer for Sunday school. Support Sunday school teachers by telling them that you're praying for them and encourage families and children to bring their kids to Sunday school. Offer your neighbors to give your neighbors' kids a ride. I know some of you are doing that. It's wonderful because it's important that they're here. And I would like to see 5 times more children than what we have now. Why? Because they're part of the church. They're part of the kingdom of God. God wants them. God calls them. And we should never act as if the children are a bother in our services. We should never act like, oh, we would like to just have it all quiet and not hear any children. No, I want to hear children. I want children to be a part of the church. They are a part of God's kingdom, and we want to instruct them, we want to encourage them, we want to love them. And oftentimes, the Sunday school and the church may be the only place where they can actually experience God's love. And that's my prayer for us as a church. What a responsibility we have to minister God's love to the younger generation. Let's stand for prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word and that you admonish us to let the word of God richly dwell among you, among us, and that we gain wisdom and strength and we know how to answer those that ask us, and Lord, above all, that we learn how to please you. I pray, Lord, for our Sunday school this morning. I ask you for all the teachers and helpers and directors, Lord, that you would guide them and encourage them. And Lord, that none of us would burn out because we want to teach your word. We want to do what is proper. We want to do what you call us to do. And I pray that the message of salvation, the message of your love and your peace and your redemption would be loud and clear. And Lord, that our teaching would be sound, a sound doctrine that could really solidify our hearts in faith in you, that holds in every storm, that our anchor would be solid, and you could bless us and help us to be a blessing. We pray that you would bless us now as we continue to fellowship in the time that we will have the food together. We pray that you would help all those that are working with it and on it, and bless us as we go from this place today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We want to sing the last song, Go Forth, Strong Word of God, 356. Number 356 out of our gray hymnals. Actually, a prayer. We ask that the Lord will send his word to go forth, to be the lamp, and to bring love of truth and righteousness to every human heart. May God bless it.